Talking Real Money, I'm Don McDonald. Bear markets seem scary, but they're not as bad as you've been led to believe. More after this. Don't miss the best retire meet ever on February 16th in Bellevue. Tickets will sell out, so get yours now at retiremeet.com. That's retiremeet.com. It's typical advice. If you're a diversified equity investor, you should wait out a bear market because if history is a guide, you'll eventually be fine. However, the advice is often followed by a however. If you're close to retirement, you may not have enough time to recover. Well, Mark Hulbert from MarketWatch recently crunched the numbers and found that it hasn't taken as long as many believe to recover from bear markets in the past. He looked back at 36 bear markets since 1900 and, accounting for both dividends and inflation, determined how long it took the stock market to recover back to its pre-bear high. He was shocked to find that the average recovery time for those three dozen bear markets was 3.2 years, and that was the average. Then he calculated the median recovery time, and that's that number halfway between the longest recovery and the shortest, and it was a hair less than 2 years. But what about that nasty worst-case scenario? Again, after adding in dividends and adjusting for inflation, the longest time a past investor would have ever had to wait was 5.4 years from a market top, and that was from fall 2007 until early 2013. Of course, the future may be different, but if you have more than 5 years, there's a very good chance you'll be fine. And remember, these results were for 100% stock portfolios. I'm Don McDonald. More at TalkingRealMoney.com.